Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone sitting up straight? All right, good. Good. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in radio communications. Rich Sheeman's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheeman.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's Tuesday morning treating you down in Missouri?
Well, you know, I'm sitting in the studio, I'm looking out the window, and, you know, the sun came up. It was just a beautiful, glorious, sunny day, and I see artwork in the sky. It's, you know, crisscross patterns. You know, it's like finger painting in the sky, and within an hour or so, the sun will be dimmed. The electric power generation that our solar array will be able to produce will be probably diminished by, I don't know, 50, 60, 70%. Have you seen that too out your way? Are your skies?
We have it here, but you know, you're in the middle of the country, so you get a lot of, you know, crossover. You get the beginnings or the ends of the contrails. You know, here in Montana, at least northwestern Montana, close to the Canadian border, we don't have as much air travel to warrant a lot of that. Do we have it? Yes. Is it as crisscrossy and as common as you say it is? Absolutely not.
You can play checkers on this. I mean, literally, these lines are straight at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's probably close to 20 of them.
Okay. Well, you know whose fault it is, right? It's Donald Trump's, it's Russia's, and it's the vaccinated.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. You know, Rich, years ago I mentioned to my neighbor in Virginia, and we used to have the space shuttle going off, and I'd say, you know, 3 days after that thing goes off, the weather goes nuts. And he thought I was nuts. And I said, well, no, just for example, you know, last time one of these things went off, there was flooding on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. I just happened to, you know, be reading an article about that. It had like 7 inches of rain. The Garden State Parkway was flooded. People couldn't drive. And that was like 3 days after one of those space shuttle launches. So, you know, this drilling holes in the atmosphere, these planes flying, and, you know, All of this is contributing to the demise of the planet. So if we're polluting so much that we need to block the sun's rays from heating up the planet even more, the answer is not to spray aluminum and barium and strontium in the atmosphere to cause rain. The answer, and to include the sun's rays, the answer is to stop the pollution, because the spraying of the skies is more pollution. So you don't treat pollution with more pollution and say, yeah, we're minimizing the pollution. They're adding to the pollution. So the answer is we need to stop buying junk. We need to stop buying disposable items. We need to force manufacture. That's something that government could do really well. They could say, you know what? You need to make products that will last, you know, if they're going to be appliances, they have to last at least 20 years. And you have to have parts available for them for 20 years after that, or maybe 30 years after that. What we're finding now is you can't get parts for cars. You know, they say, oh, shoot, that thing's 15 years old. Gosh, You know, it's really getting hard to get parts for that. 15 years old, really? So we need to, that's something that government could do really well. It could force these companies to continue making spare parts for 20 more years. That'd be a good thing. And products would have to be proven to be durable or they couldn't sell them. And McDonald's should not be allowed to litter the entire planet, and Burger King and Arby's and, you know, all the rest of them with all of this takeout packaging. I think what we should do is just, you know, the packaging, the overpackaging that products come in, I think we should save it up and bring it back to the store and then say, you know, go to the customer service counter and say, yeah, I just want to let you know that I found this on the road and I think it's yours. Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the pollution and the Mount Trashmores that are building up in every county, in every state, across the United States, and in the ocean and in everywhere. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, Vince, I don't think they're too worried about climate change because the EU just exempted yachts and private jets from carbon taxes. That's one of the articles I was going to mention today. And what we're going to do today, folks, is Vince and I have been talking. And, you know, we've talked so much about things like election fraud and everything to do with COVID and the vaccines and everything. So we feel that there's really not much more to say at this point. It's up to you to do the reading and research and vetting of the information that we've given you over so many months and years. So what Vince asked me to do today was to look for articles, and some of them are humorous, some of them are economy driven, some of them are social and political driven, because, you know, I like to use financial, economic, social, and political rationale. But I look for articles that's going to affect us, that shows where we're heading. And so basically, I've categorized them, and I'm not even going to say when I go from one category to the other, because they all meld together. And basically, it's all reasons for decentralization, so we can self-govern, so we can be more self-sufficient, learn skill sets. And I talk about how in these articles, it's all self-explanatory, how there's hardly any rule of law left in America, how we've, by design, by the elite, purposely lowered the bars of standards and expectations for a job, and what it's done with the dumbing down and the divide-and-conquer strategies and the brainwashing and mind control and psyops, which I'm going to tie to. And it's designed to sell narratives, and not just divide-and-conquer strategies, but it's also designed to transfer wealth, to consolidate power, money, and control. So that's basically the articles that I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to go into a little bit of detail, and Vince, feel free to jump in. You know, we're blue in the face, folks. We're out of breath talking about ideas and solutions. We still will, but we've talked about self-sufficiency, preparedness schools. We've talked about, you know, getting involved at every level of government. We've talked about conferences, meetings, clubs, movements, going to different venues, Small Business Alliance, Commerce Clubs. We've talked about having a plan B of silver and gold and state depositories. We've talked about practice what you preach laws, self-sufficiency schools, you know, exposing hypocrisies and double standards of the elites, judging people by hard work, effort-proven results, and qualifications. Of course, the PIC effect, which is patriotism, intelligence, and courage, citizen review boards, homeschool ideas, laws of excess, public forums, living off-grid, reducing property taxes, term limits for politicians. We're out of breath talking about all this stuff. I think this audience realizes that the elite are capitalizing their gains and socializing their losses, so we have to pay for it. But we, the little guys, we don't have the hedges. We don't have the golden parachutes. So, with no further ado, if it's okay with you, Vince, I'm going to just talk about articles regarding, you know, we've all heard, oh, this is a, you know, President Trump, he's playing a sting operation. This is all Sun Tzu, the art of war. You know, all this is done to prevent lockdowns and more deaths for, you know, a decade or so. We've heard all this stuff, but we see nothing happening. We see our freedoms, our liberties, rule of law, due process, common sense, logic being gone. We see our lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers selling us out for the benefit of themselves, for representation of the elite and not us. So, Vince, do you have anything you wanted to throw out there? Do you want me to start going to these articles of kind of a different category that we haven't done for quite a few months?
Sure, but I have one comment. You said something that was absolutely brilliant. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you said they're capitalizing, the elite are capitalizing their gains and socializing their losses. That's absolutely brilliant. It's concise, and it says a lot. And for example, there's a story that you may be talking about, and this is exactly it, and that is about the 5G rollout that's going to begin tomorrow.
Yep.
And the are you going to be talking about that?
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So this is exactly what you said, the capitalizing of the gains and socializing the losses. So major airlines, this is dailymail.co.uk, major airlines CEOs warn of catastrophic aviation crisis when the 5G rollout finally begins on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. The Federal Aviation Administration warns that 100,000 passengers could face delays or cancellations, and some planes could be grounded permanently as a result of the 5G rollout. So what we have is 5G. What's it going to do for us? Well, it's going to let you. It will let the those who are in charge track where vehicles are going. It will allow autonomous driving to proceed at the ever increasing rate of deployment. And at the negative side, it can impact such things as communication altimeters, control tower activities, etc., because they're using the same frequencies. So here we have the telecommunications giants telling the government, the FAA, and the airlines what they're going to do, which is really, really potentially dangerous. So how does this relate to what Rich said, capitalizing on the gains? Well, they're using money to get ever increasing more money for the shareholders and the executives of the communications giants, and they're socializing the losses. So if there are crashes and airplanes blow up, you know, if aircraft crash because of their inability to use the instrumentation that they're using right now, that would be socializing the losses. Right? So the losses are put on we, the little people, and the gains are for the elite. That's exactly what Rich is talking about. It's like Shaw Carpeting realizing that dumping the toxic waste on the land, in the streams, even though the CEO of Shaw Carpeting has been videoed admitting that they are externalizing parts of their business to have the little people pick up the costs for the toxic waste that's used in the manufacturing of textiles. That's exactly what Rich is talking about. Socializing the losses and capitalizing on the gains. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just really simply, AT&T and Verizon are set to unleash their 5G networks across the United States on January 19th. But according to Daily Mail, this launch could mean medevac helicopters could be grounded as a result. Can you imagine that? Medevac helicopters could be grounded. So that's what Rich is talking about. Rich, please continue.
Well, to put an exclamation point on what you just said, we have basically have big corrupt government along with the big corrupt corporations basically protecting itself. And that's why they use censorship and surveillance to eliminate our freedoms, our liberty, our control, while feeding their addictions to power, money, and control. So we have to realize that even our intelligence agencies are now criminal rogue agencies, sham court systems. Everything is protecting the elite. The people have no protection. We're losing our rights. We're losing our restitution under the law. And we're stuck with Ponzi schemes and pot stirrers to guarantee divide and conquer strategies. And that's part of the psyops. And that all eliminates our opportunities and options. And if I have time, I'll go into some of that stuff. Basically, the technology is used as a technocracy, as a weapon for the plutocracy to force tyranny on us. All those suggestions that we've given over the years, folks, public forum, citizen review boards, practice what you preach laws. How many articles have we given of politicians and celebrities talking about how we need to lock down, how we need this, how we need that, and they're caught like Ted Lieu recently, caught on their fancy vacations with no mask, no social distance. They're at parties. They're at swingers clubs like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this is what happens until the U.S. is given back to the people, which is the rule of law in our Constitution. We're going to get more corrupt socialists, more fake Indians, you know, remember Pocahontas from the Hiawatha tribes, more propaganda hoaxes, false flags and lies and gaslighting, more legalizing and normalizing pedophilia, more phony unearned jobs based on affirmative action and quotas under the fake guise of fairness, equality, tolerance, and diversity and all this other BS. So that's all part of the PSYOP, folks. You got to look at the math. You got to look at the end result. The money, the power, and the control is being taken from the people and given to the top 1%. Okay, I got to get to these articles. I can go off into tangents all day long, but we don't have all day. I'm going to start with an article I don't even have in front of me. I'm just going to refer to it because it's a local problem. Now, Greg Gianforte, our governor, Greg, if you're listening, I've called you a hero. I've praised you. You've done more good things for this state than our last governor did in two terms. But I gotta call you out. You know, like I did when these are all published articles in the public domain. I do my best to vet Governor Gianforte. Just like when I mentioned how you owned $800,000 of Pfizer stock and you were pushing the vaccines. Now I realize you're anti-mandate and all this stuff. But I just found out through an article, and please call me at home. I know you have my number. I know you do. If you want to talk about this, if you want, I'll even interview you on the radio. But I understand that you used our taxpayer dollars to pay for $5.5 million of these, I believe it was, in fact, I got it right here. I got the article right here. Basically, doctors concluded that there's no purified sample of SARS-CoV-2, so there can't be a test for anything. We've guaranteed that there's no, it's even difficult, if not impossible, to segregate the variants. But you spent $5.5 million on new tests from media medical products when all the doctors are coming out and saying it's all bogus. $5.5 million of Montana money for these rapid home COVID-19 tests for statewide distribution. We all know this whole thing was started by fraudulent PCR tests. This is an economic call-out, Dr. Gianforte. If you really want to do something for the American people, create a self-sufficiency preparedness school. Create a state depository for silver and gold so when everything crashes, the little people have a plan B. This is what we need, Governor Gianforte. Not all these tests that don't work. And this could be the company.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pledging to hold the insurgents group responsible, the White House on Monday condemned a drone attack by Yemen Houthi rebels that killed three people at an oil facility in the capital of the United Arab Emirates. A thick layer of ash covering entire island communities can be seen in the first images of disaster-hit Tonga from an underwater volcano over the weekend. Experts believe it was the world's biggest volcanic eruption in more than 30 years. Officials at Prince William County Schools and Manassas City Schools in Virginia announced Monday that their universal masking policy will remain in place despite Governor Glenn Youngkin's Saturday executive orders.
Virginians have given us a license to lead. It's a temporary license. They have charged us all to deliver on a day one agenda.
The orders indicate that parents get to choose if their child wear a mask at school or not. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Following the weekend hostage situation at a Texas synagogue, New Jersey Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew called on President Biden to speak out against anti-Semitism and call out progressives in his party when they come out with anti-Semitic remarks.
Well, the message is the United States of America, its government, is with them, and we have to make sure that that's true. I would suggest to President Biden that he speak to his own members of his own party when they come out with anti-Semitic remarks, which they very often have. The extreme progressives have said things, as we all know, that are anti-Semitic. That hurts all of us. It hurts the country. It hurts what happens around the world. So that's number one. He has to get some control in his own party when literally statements are put out as they have been in the past. Secondly, thank God for the training that the people actually had had in the synagogue, knowing how to deal with it. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in now. Thirdly, thank goodness the FBI did a good job on this, and this was dealt with in a swift, an appropriate and forceful way, which is the way that these issues have to be dealt with always. And then finally, this is not a gun issue. This is not about guns. I mean, if you want to talk about more gun regulations and all of that, frankly, what you would find is the more regulated areas, things are even worse. Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, the crime rate is much worse than anywhere else.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's going to be sliding. Winner today is hot. Keep your God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, and we're talking about articles in the news that impact our lives. And you can think about what you can do to come out the other side of it better than if you didn't know these things. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. And this, what I was talking about with Governor Gianforte ordering 5.5 million tests, I mean, or $1 million for 650,000 tests, it's really a joke because the next article here, well, first of all, he purchased it from Media Medical Products. I just mentioned an article a few weeks ago where George Soros and Gates bought out a company in the UK for the new tests. How accurate do you think that's going to be? People who are literally calling for depopulation. And by the way, the article right underneath this is titled Intracranial Infection Cases Up 60-fold. We've given evidence from articles in the past showing cancer ingredients in the testing. I'm going to leave that alone because we can talk about that forever, and I got a ton of articles here. Okay, next article. January 6er, Micaiah Jackson confronts Arizona man Luke Robinson on video, who was in the U.S. Capitol with a gun and was later removed from the FBI wanted list. How much evidence has the independent media shown, proven, that it was a false flag setup? Next, Ted Cruz. Who is Ray Epps? He confronted the FBI, and she basically said, I don't know, you know, that type of stuff. And I think Tom Cotton did the same thing recently with an FBI agent, and his answers were, I don't know. What do you think, folks? See, it's very disturbing when you really look at the sacrifices that so many millions of combat soldiers gave for us, laying their life fighting, bleeding, and dying. And this is how we treat them? This is really... It's very disturbing to me. I apologize. All right. There's a video of so-called protesters flashing badges to Capitol Police regarding January 6th, and the prisoner calls, this is a Gateway Pundit article, discloses damning information. There's a video of protesters flashing badges to Capitol Police. You really don't think this was a false flag setup, folks? Even Tucker Carlson got in, I'm going to the next article here, questioned the sham January 6th committee of the sudden acknowledgement and defense of Ray Epps. It's clear the DOJ had a role in January 6th, says Tucker Carlson. Look, people are waking up to all this stuff. It really is quite sad. All right. DOJ announces new terror unit aimed squarely at average Americans. See, I want you to think about that, folks. I want you to think about, you know, the FBI calling the number one wanted group white supremacists. They even did that regarding the synagogue attack when the person wasn't even white. And then, I don't know if this is true. I only read it in one place. The FBI let the attackers go. That needs to be checked on. But this is a very damning. See, this is a problem, folks. When you dishonor your job, your agency, and you betray the trust of the people, and you call yourself experts in official authorities, and you eliminate transparency, and you're caught corrupting your own profession, what are the people supposed to do? How come there aren't more whistleblowers? I know this is out of the DOJ and FBI, but how come there isn't much? When you lower your job, the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you destroy every part of this nation. Okay, I got to move on here because there's so many articles. Vax passport, mask, and photo ID to leave home in Washington, D.C., but you don't need an ID to vote. Now, I realize that some of you people think I'm making this stuff up. But see, this is what happens when the people who scream conspiracy and then point to us and project what they think we've done, when the people who scream conspiracy look at are the ones that should be arrested. See, we look at the data, we look at evidence, we look at science, we look at math, we uncover the cover-ups and lies of the mainstream media. We've pointed to the promotion of racketeering and organized crime. What we have, folks, is a crisis of incompetence. Because they've made it, when I say they, the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, the UN, they're all the same people at the top. I can go on and on. They make it about political correctness. Well, who they are is they've used weak people to be American sellouts, to take the money, to take the blackmail, to take the threats, to sell the narratives for their personal financial gain and their personal status. And this is why with the phony climate change narrative, they're calling now for a solidarity tax. It doesn't matter what they call it. Even President Trump on his speech talked about the lowering of bars of standards and expectations. See, when you have a consolidation of power, money, and control, and you have just a few companies controlling Hollywood, a lot of it's China, when you have BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Fidelity, basically four investment houses that own a controlling share of almost every one of the world's largest corporations, including large banks, and you see them coordinating a collapse of the system, which they call the Great Reset, to be controlled by the technocracy of the top 1%, who's going to rule and own everything from currency to commerce to ports to shipping to technology, everything. They're going to own everything. And we've been warning you all, everybody, about this for so long. Okay, I got to stop going off into tangents here. Next, here we go. Texas synagogue hostages freed by elite FBI rescue team. That's why I was referring to that. That needs to be verified. I only read it one place. If that is true, the word official authority is officially bought and paid for. Next, even in Spain terror attacks orchestrated by their secret police. The article's right in front of me. Oh, by the way, I don't give opinions. I connect dots from approved, vetted articles published in the public domain. Just like for all those months and actually years when I talked about healthcare, there were articles in the public domain, published in the public domain from physicians, researchers, and scientists. Okay? Next. Large companies like Apple don't seem to be honoring the Supreme Court's 6-3 decision, moving us further towards civil conflict. See, when it comes to mandates, whether it be vaccines or anything, first of all, it's against the Nuremberg Code, and it's against our Constitution in the first place. We shouldn't even have had the Supreme Court look at it. But they did, and they voted a 6-3 decision. These big companies, these CEOs, should be arrested. But, you know, I had a conversation, a little sidebar here, with a friend of mine who's very well connected with a lot of big names. I'm not going to mention any of the names. He said, when all this stuff comes out, you know, whether it be the DARPA papers or an article like this, and we all say to ourselves, oh, it's all over. Oh, you know what? The good guys, Sun Tzu, they're playing 11D chess. It's a sting operation. They're going to arrest all these people. Okay, we got them now. You know what my buddy said? He was very well connected. He said, Rich, they could rape a little girl on the White House lawn. And if it's from the right protected group, nothing will happen to it. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about everything. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations. This is why we're seeing...
You just said something really important, and you said two things important. I just want to connect those two dots. So you talked about raping a little girl in the White House property. Also, you were talking about the January 6th, what they're calling the Capitol riot. In World War II, what the German military did was they would get U.S. GI uniforms, and they would infiltrate the U.S. Army, and they would send their spies into the U.S. military to to cause all kinds of disruptions and kill people, to kill our guys in uniform. So the rules are you have to wear the uniform of your country, you have to identify with the side you're on, and then you go to war. Well, the Germans were really sneaky, and they infiltrated the U.S. troops. And the U.S. guys would say, you know, look, if you get caught wearing a German uniform, you'll be shot as a spy. You'll be shot as a spy. Let me say it a different way. You'll be shot as a spy. Now, what about the people who infiltrated We the People in the Capitol protest, being termed the Capitol riot? Were they spies? Should they be treated as spies? I just bringing up that thought to connect those dots that you just mentioned. Back to you.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, Vince, you're absolutely right. I mean, we have academia infiltrated. Politicians have been infiltrated. Congress has been infiltrated. Big corporations, pretty much every government entity and intelligence agency, it's been all proven. But when you get a response from somebody who's extremely well-connected, okay? I was talking to this guy, and he made that comment that basically they can do anything and nothing happens to them. Well, what do you do? What do you do at this point? And this is why I tell everybody these conversations need to happen at every restaurant, every gas station, every parking lot, every sidewalk. You need to wake people up. You need to make yourself uncomfortable. You need to use objective facts. You know, I've talked many times about standing for principle, and I have three very logical, low-grade things for common sense, and that is same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth, and the third is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. Just like Nancy Pelosi being in swingers' joints without masks. Just like all the parties, these elites have been caught with no masks and social distancing and hugging. Just like Ted Lieu, what it just had. You know, this is what's happening. And people say, Rich, I can add a lot more to that list of standing for principle. And I say, so can I. The problem is, we can't even get this done.
We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com. This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, you mentioned something, a concept that's really important, and you're talking about being uncomfortable talking to more people, sharing information. And I believe it was the GoDaddy CEO. I could be wrong about this because this was a very long time ago. I believe it was he who said it, and I could be wrong, but I don't think so. He said, get out of your comfort zone and stay there. That's a great, great piece of advice. I am out of my comfort zone all the time, and I stay there. Because if you are in your comfort zone, you're not learning new things. You're not trying new things. You are going to be stuck where you are. Now, what does it take to do the kinds of things that Rich Sheban, Dr. Sheely, Kathy, Sharon, Kyle, Gwyneth, Greg, and Bert and I have all done? We've gotten out of our comfort zone, and we stay there for the most part. So you might want to consider what that really means. That means doing things that you're not used to. That means learning new skills, doing things that are difficult for you. And if you think that getting behind a microphone on national radio was easy for me, you're confused. Rich, back to you.
All right, Vince, you're right. We see a lot of skill sets by design declining. Okay, schools don't mean anything. We see a lot of cognitive decline. We see a lot of brain fog. We all know why that is the case. Look, there's a video going around the internet right now of a woman putting gasoline from a gasoline pump on her car because she thinks she's washing her car. I've also seen videos of women literally putting gasoline in a plastic bag and then sticking it in their trunk. This is brain fog. This is cognitive decline. People have no clue what's going on anymore. Okay, I got to move on because I got a lot of articles. Next, Nancy Pelosi's son tied to paper trail of alleged fraud, five companies probed by feds. You think anything's going to happen to this guy? Send me a check. I'll send you a virtual bridge. Next, Pelosi's top pick for chairwoman. This is on video. This is on video. Top pick, Pelosi's top pick for chairwoman of the Transportation Committee, repeatedly crashes her car into a parked vehicle and then walks away. That pause was for effect. You can't make up this kind of irony. Pelosi's top pick for Transportation Committee. This is a joke. Next, 50,000 illegals can't be located. I'll bet you it's way more than 50,000. In fact, President Trump thinks that probably we have like 8 million illegals that have come through the borders since in this last year. Next, teacher fired for not identifying a student as a cat. Apparently, this student was saying meow for roll call. And the teacher got fired for not identifying this student as a cat. Now, I only read this one place, but would you be surprised if this is actually true today, folks? I want you to think about how far we've come. I want you to think about how many hundreds of examples we've given you on why you should take your children out of the public government school system. I mean, look at this report I just gave you about Nancy Pelosi. See, when you have protectionist status, that's a true meaning of protectionist status. When you get a job that you didn't earn, that's what America is about today. The good jobs are given to people who have protection. That's the true definition of protectionist status. Look at Chris Wallace. Look at Micah Brzezinski. Look at the Cuomos. Look at Anderson Cooper. They're all born on third base, and they pound their chest about how successful they are when they didn't even earn their job. That's what America is today. Don't believe anything from the mainstream media, folks. In fact, speaking of, Zucker's legacy, CNN loses 90% of its audience, and NPR is collapsing. These are all two separate articles right here. Dystopia down under. Australia refuses to provide world's number one tennis player. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, Djokovic or something. Anyway, why was he refused? No, not because he didn't take the vax. That's because he's number one, because he's the best. That's what it's about. Lowering the bars of standards and expectations, rewarding mediocrity. How many articles have we given of people who are more sick, more hospitalized, and more deaths than the people who have taken the vaccine? Next, California under fires unvaxxed healthcare workers, then tells the vax workers they can continue to work while infected. Can't even make this stuff up. Red Cross declares first ever blood crisis in the U.S. By design, folks. Why do you think that is? We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Yeah, just think about getting outside of your comfort zone and staying there. It's a really good thing to do. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.